It is time for a look at another one of the jury recommendations from the inquest into the femicide of three women in Renfrew County. They came up with a number of recommendations for the province, and we speak about a different one every week with Lanark County Interval House Executive Director Aaron Lee. Aaron, welcome back.
Nice to be here.
We've been doing this for a while now, and we are now up to number 46, which is the first one under the banner of safety. And I was saying to you beforehand, this is it's a very interesting grouping of recommendations.
It is very interesting. It is very specific, and it is very challenging as it relates to making sure that whatever is developed really can apply to people in all places.
Yeah, and it's also one of the longest sections, too. And as we go through these week after week, people will understand why, because of some of the topics that we're covering. We're up to number 46, which says the province must study the best approach for permitting disclosure of information about a perpetrator's history of IPV and the potential risk to new and future partners who request such information, with a view to developing and implementing legislation. It goes on to say, in doing so, study Clare's Law in the United Kingdom and similar legislation in Saskatchewan, Alberta, and Manitoba, Bill 274, Intimate Partner Violence Disclosure Act 2021, and any other relevant legislation and policy. In the interim, develop a draft policy that can address this issue. Aaron, maybe you can summarize that for us with the knowledge that you have of the references made.
Well, I think that what we know is the complexity of IPV is such that many times several systems have information related to the history of violence, to risk, to imminent possibilities, to new partners. And because of privacy laws, because of confidentiality, we are not often able to share that information in a way to protect or to plan around mitigating that risk. So this area and this particular recommendation speaks to Clare's Law, speaks to Bill 274, which is really kind of a more officially known as a domestic violence disclosure a law that allows and designates several ways for police officers or other persons to disclose a person's history of abusive behavior to those who may be at risk. That's okay. What that does.
It's very complex. Like you get into, as you mentioned, privacy and it's sort of redrawing the line as to where privacy should be in extreme situations such as this.
Yeah, I think that it is very complex. And I think that, in Alberta, Clare's Law became the law in 2021. And I think that it's very specific. You know, everybody needs to look at the specifics. There's an application process. It has to be related to intimate partner violence. It has to be related to domestic violence, stalking or harassment. Breaches or contact orders is what we're looking for in terms of getting the historical information. So historical information pertaining to stalking and harassment is significant because we know that sometimes in relationships, it starts with that. It starts with that kind of obsessive stalking behavior. If there are breaches or no contact orders that have existed in the past that have, you know, been brought to the courts, those things are significant in terms of their capacity to follow no contact orders or breaches that have subsequently happened. There is a whole process about getting information. And of course, Clare's Law is named after a young woman in the United Kingdom who was killed by an ex-boyfriend who had a history of violence against women. So, you know, we have to look at the context, right, of abuse, and it's not just physical abuse, it's sexual abuse, it's threats to harm children or other family members, even threats around pets, property damage, controlling someone's movements, monitoring their communications, monitoring their finances, and emotional and psychological abuse. So it's a very large area, and certainly Bill 274, which is the Intimate Partner Violence Disclosure Act, will be mimicked based on Claire's law, but in various places it will look different, and that's how it should in terms of responding to particular communities and what will work.
And I can't imagine the logistics behind communicating this information, finding an effective way to get this out to help prevent these incidents from happening in the first place. That sounds like another mountain to climb in itself.
Well, definitely it is. We are very fortunate that the Privacy Commission is certainly on board and is working on how to ensure that people understand in general terms what is qualified and what is private, and how one can mitigate the privacy issues when it comes to risk, and how to make sure that language is accessible to people. So we're very fortunate within the community, and also within the recommendations, there are recommendations that speak to the issues of privacy in the Privacy Commission, and then there are recommendations that speak to disclosure. So all of those pieces coming together will solidify a way for us to better protect people and reduce violence.
And I think as we look at the safety banner over the next few weeks, a lot of this will become more clear as this particular recommendation is going to be working in concert with several others.
Absolutely.
Okay. Aaron, thank you so much. As always, we appreciate your insight.
My pleasure.
I'm Bob Perot. Thank you so much for listening on Lake 88 and Lanark Leads Today.ca.